We're on the record. I'm Steve Scher.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. The city of Seattle has just started a major update of our comprehensive plan for growth. The last time that happened was back in 1994.
Projections say that city limits will absorb 120,000 more people over the next 20 years. To put that number into perspective, that's equal to the combined population of every Seattle neighborhood between 80th Street and the Ship Canal.
Where are all those people going to go? Well, the city wants to know what you think about ideas for that. Right now, there are three options for how to direct growth: the urban center focus, the urban village focus, and the transit focus.
Yesterday, we talked about how the urban center approach could bring much taller buildings into Seattle's six urban neighborhoods. Later this week, we'll talk about what it might be like to cluster growth around regional transit. Today, we talk about a very familiar option, the urban village focus.
This is the focus that the city of Seattle has been operating on for much of the past 20 years. Columbia City and Ballard are examples of urban villages. Yesterday, I sat down with Scott Ingham, co-chair of the Ballard Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, to talk about how the last comprehensive plan 20 years ago affected his neighborhood and what he'd like to see in the next comprehensive plan designed to guide the city until 2035.
This is the heart of Ballard. When people think about Ballard, it's this five-way intersection, if you will, of Northwest Market and Leary and 22nd. And there's been a lot of change here since the last comprehensive plan was put into place. You can look down Leary and see a brand new six-story Ballard Landmark building, which is home to senior citizens. That's been open now just for a couple of years. There's a brand new, directly across the street from that, is a relatively new condominium complex that's kind of buffered up against the old Ballard Firehouse that has been here over 100 plus years. You look down Market Avenue toward 15th, and we have a brand new apartment complex that is opening as we speak. And then just across the street from that, you can see a crane that's up that will be another apartment complex that is scheduled to open right at the corner of Tallman across from Swedish Ballard Medical Center. That's going to open in about a year plus. What a lot of people think that we got in Ballard was, with the current plan, is we got the growth, certainly. But what we didn't really see much of is what else was supposed to come with that, and that was transportation and employment opportunities or jobs. And so that's what we're eager to see develop and what we're actually working on right now.
Now, I have heard that looking back 20 years ago, the comprehensive plan imagined a certain amount of growth from Ballard, and in fact, it's been three times that much. Is that true?
It is. We're currently at 300% plus over what the growth target is for 2024. So it's been tremendous.
Now, having said that, when you look to the next 20 years, since the area grew three times as much as it was planned the last time, does that mean it's going to grow as much this time?
Well, I don't know that it can. There's only so much growth that you can accommodate. What we have to do now is focus on the other elements of that, and that is making sure that the transportation system is able to accommodate both the current growth and what additional growth will come in the next few years. We have to make sure that we've got the services here to meet the needs of those people who are living here. And we've got to make sure that we've got the jobs in place. We don't want to be a bedroom community, if you will, for South Lake Union. We want to have jobs now here. We'd love for people to be able to actually not just live and play and eat in Ballard. We'd love for them to be able to work in Ballard as well.
Scott Ingham is co-chair of the Ballard Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. So, Scott, when you look at what you'd like to see from the next comprehensive plan to take us through to 2035, what specifically could be in it that would encourage the growth of jobs, which is what you and others see as what's needed here?
Well, one of the things you have to have is support from the city to make sure that we've got the appropriate zoning in place to encourage office development. You've got to have the retail, the commercial availability, if you will, of services that residents need. We're working right now with the city on and with the Central Ballard Residents Association to survey residents to say, look, what types of stores, what types of shopping are you looking for that will keep you here, that will make this community even more vibrant for you? So that's number one. Number two is transportation, making sure that our transit structure is in place. We've been working with the Seattle Department of Transportation as well as others to with the transit study, the transit expansion study, to provide you know, some services between Ballard and downtown, and that is going to be a huge opportunity for Ballard in the next 20 years.
That's interesting. We're talking about transit because, as you're well aware, we're about to vote on a proposal to reduce the number of cuts that Metro says we're going to be having in transit. Is it funny to be thinking about expanding transit in the future when it looks like it's a little doubtful as well whether we'll keep what we already have?
Well, I think you always have to be hopeful and optimistic. And you can't have growth without the infrastructure to support it. You have to be thinking from a sustainable perspective at all times.
Ballard, for many years, has also been a kind of a single-family home neighborhood. A lot of folks have their small bungalows or slightly larger houses, and I've noticed some signs on streetlights and saying people being a little bit upset about the idea that, oh, there's a fourplex moving in next door, or worried about a five-story apartment building looking right into their backyard. Is that going to be a pressure point moving forward?
Oh, I think absolutely. And this process that the city is going through right now with the comprehensive plan for 2035 will create the opportunity for a significant amount of community input on that. And you're definitely going to hear that concern from Ballard, and I think you're going to hear that from all over the city.
There's also sort of just the character of a neighborhood, and since I've moved here, when I moved here, there were a lot of Scandinavian-oriented businesses right here on Market Street in the center. Most of them have gone away. It's changed subtly in character. Other things have come in. When you think about the comprehensive plan, do you think at all about what the character of Ballard is that you want to preserve along with the growth? Like, what are the things you think about?
We do. We've been working on a number of components, kind of looking at the future, looking at what we think, and by we, a large number of stakeholders in this community, what we want to see Ballard become in the years ahead. And one of those key things is to make sure that the cultural heritage of Ballard continues to be preserved. And we are very excited about the potential to have the Nordic Heritage Museum open its beautiful, beautiful museum here on the west end of Market Street, hopefully in the next few years. And that is going to serve as a key anchor, if you will, to continuing to preserve the culture that is Ballard, that Scandinavian culture. We're sitting right across the street from Bergen Place Park that was opened by the King of Norway in 1975, dedicated in 1975. So it's still here. It's at risk of kind of fading away, but we're still making sure that we preserve that as much as possible.
Well, we're just about a month away from the Sutten de Mai Parade, which is a big Ballard tradition. Tell us about that.
Well, the Sutten de Mai Parade is one of the oldest parades outside of Norway that recognizes Norwegian independence, and 17th of May. And it's a huge event, and it pulls people from all over, not only Seattle, but the state and the Pacific Northwest.
Scott Ingham, co-chair of the Ballard Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. We spoke on Market Street in Ballard. The city is looking for input on how to guide growth in the future. If you'd like to get your concerns heard, visit the website 2035.seattle.gov. You can go there and see what they're up to, and also send an email to 2035@seattle.gov. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.